Hello, this is Dr. Fanny Coulter dictating the MASPI report on Rodrigo Pereira. Date of birth is 11/18/1970. Date of procedure April 20th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Fanny Coulter. DO referring physician is Dr. Catherine Weidenhofer. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenal MASPI with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication of screening for colorectal cancer, comma, history of GIM, comma, history of H. pylori, comma, family history of colon cancer in the mom at age 50. Description procedure informed from the same period, possible complication procedure including bleeding, infection, preparation, drug reaction, and possibility of misinvasion, such emergency while trying to patient. Patient's breath and mask will be placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service and monitor anesthesia period. Will lubricate the limbus video gastric opus, introduced into the esophagus and lens, and direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus. Electric flux used to the cardioperitoneal resection from the oral jaw. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position into the rectal lens normal. A well lubricated limbus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and lens, and direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penicillar flux, and confidence of pulse. Careful examination is made of the cecum, lysical valve, cecum, hepatic flexure, transcolon, spinal flexure, descending colon, signal on the rectum. Retroflex used to the rectum period. Boston Bath flexure was graded as a 6,2-2-2, fair to good prep period. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared on a remarkable neck line. The Z line was mildly irregular, 40 centimeters from the pipe block, with one tongue of salmon colored mucosa extending approximately 15 millimeters, proxy 0 and 1.5. Biopsies were obtained of the salmon colored mucosa in all four quadrants. As per the Seattle protocol for their evaluation for Barrett's esophagus next time, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Gamma biopsies were obtained in the antrum body and cardia for histology. Next time, there was a diminutive gastric body polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to the D2 portion. Next line, the ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line. There was a approximately 5 millimeter cecal / appendiceal orifice sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy in total. Next line. There was an ascending colon diminutive sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was a diminutive sigmoid, diminutive splenic flexure sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhage. Non-bleeding, non-retroflexion. Next line. There was left-sided diverticulosis coli. Next line. Plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line. If positive for Barrett's, would recommend PPI daily. Next line. Recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line. Recommend repeat EGD in 3 years for further evaluation of GIM based on findings at present EGD. Next line, follow-up analysis previously scheduled. Thank you.